Take a moment to consider this statement. What you consume, you become. If that is true, what are you feeding your spirit, soul, and body? Hello, hello, hello. You're welcome to Enrich Podcast. If you're returning, a very big welcome to you. Thank you for tuning in today again. If this is your first time, welcome in a very special way. I'm glad to have you here with me listening today. And I don't know if you've, you know, been able to notice it from my voice, but I'm really excited today. And I can't wait to share all this with you. Today we'll be rounding off the dish of diligence. It's been an amazing month. Thank you so much for sticking with me. Thank you for listening. And to as many that have been sharing this podcast, thank you so much. God bless you. This is season 2, episode 8. And today we'll be looking at living in diligence. Living in diligence. We've been talking about diligence. We've been talking about what it means, the power, what it can do for us. But today we'll be looking at living, actually, you know, dwelling in this diligence we've been talking about. Before we start, let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for another opportunity to learn, grow, and get enriched. I pray that everything I share is exactly what you want me to share, nothing more and nothing less. I pray that as we round off this topic, that you show us things that we've not known before, that you reveal yourself to us in ways we've never expected, that you help us come to understand what you want for us and to help us grow in you. In Jesus' name, amen. So the topic for today is living in diligence. And the Bible verse we'll be looking at is Proverbs 6, 4 to 11. Proverbs 6, 4 to 11. It says, "Don't procrastinate. There's no time to lose. Run like a deer from the hunter. Fly like a bird from the tapper. You lazy fool, look at an ant. Watch it closely. Let it teach you a thing or two. Nobody has to tell it what to do. All summer it stores up food. At harvest it stockpiles provisions. So how long are you going to laze around doing nothing? How long before you get out of bed? A nap here, a nap there. A day off here, a day off there. Sit back, take it easy. Do you know what comes next? Justice. You can look forward to a dirt poor life. Poverty, your permanent house guest." Wow, this is really an intense passage, and it's a passage that I believe a lot of us should look at more often. It says we have a lot to learn from the ant. But before that, it says, don't procrastinate. There's no time to lose. And procrastination is something that most of us deal with. We always think, oh, there's still time. The Bible says there is no time at all. Run like you're being pursued by a hunter. Run like the deer that is pursued by a hunter. Run or fly like a bird from the tapper. You should know that there is no time. You know, sometimes you just say, oh, there's time. I'll just leave this. Tomorrow I will do it. Maybe later in the day I will do it. I just want you to know that there is no time. That thing you've been postponing, procrastinating, there is no time. The Bible said so, not me. It goes further to say, watch the ant, look at the ant, let it teach you a thing or two. Now, the ants are really amazing. I don't know what to call them, creatures, but then nobody tells them what to do. They're so small and sometimes look so insignificant, but then they have this diligent spirit in them. They live in diligence. No one tells them what to do. They don't have anyone to walk up to them and tell them, at this time you have to do this, you have to be at work at 9 a.m. Nobody tells them what to do, but then they gather, they store up food and provisions for themselves in summer. Now it says, how long are you going to laze around doing nothing? How long are you going to stay in bed doing nothing? You know, a nap here, a nap there, a day off, And then, do you know what to come next? Poverty. And it comes as a permanent guest. This will not be the portion of any one of us, in Jesus' name, amen. But I pray we learn to live in diligence, not just talk about it, not just read about it, not just even write about it, but I pray God helps us be diligent people. And we've been talking about diligence. What ways can we be diligent? In what ways can we become diligent people, diligent persons? One, rise up early. This is really an underrated fact. You know, getting up from bed early. It helps you do more tasks each day. I don't know for anyone else, but it helps me a lot. Like, when I wake in the morning, I pray. And after praying, I do all, most times, if I know it's going to be a very busy day, I then do all the readings I have to do for that day. And then I just start off and start working or start, you know, because I'm still a student, so I go to school, attend lectures and all of that. If I know it's going to be a really busy day, I do all the reading in the morning. But then if it's not going to be a so busy day, I do other things aside from reading early in the morning. Now, sleeping early, it's not something that is really guaranteed, but then waking early is something that would really help you so much if you want to be a diligent person, honestly. You know, there are some times that it will look like, 24 hours is just not enough. Yes, but then if you wake early, then it will help you maximize your time. I believe it will help you maximize your time. If you sleep all night, someone I know said, if you sleep all night, you would fail all day. So please, if you're listening to this and you sleep all night, may God help you change, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, the second way to be diligent is to put God first. The first thing you should do is to start your day with God. Yes, put God first. Pray and meditate on His word. Interact with Him before you start off each day. Let Him know that you want to be productive that day. Let Him know that you want to be productive today. You want to be productive today. And then He would help you be productive. Let God know and let Him help you. And you can only get as much access to make such requests when you have a relationship with Him. So also build on your relationship with God. It goes a long way. Building, you know, working with God keeps you disciplined. It is that journey that has no consequence at all. None at all. It keeps you disciplined. It helps you to be diligent. And it has so many blessings and benefits attached to it. We've talked about discipline. Now, if you walk with God, you would be disciplined. He helps you be disciplined. And if you walk with Him, He helps you to be diligent. No, discipline and diligence are not the same thing. Discipline, He helps you to be disciplined and helps you to be diligent in your affairs. Another thing that would help you to be diligent, even though most people don't believe it, most people don't look at it, is exercise. Yes. Even if it's just taking a walk, it just helps you, you know, stay active and stay alert. And it's only when you're active and alert that you can accomplish more every day. It's not just enough to write, okay, I want to do this, I want to do that. But then if you're weak, you won't be able to accomplish what you want to accomplish. So I believe exercise goes a long way. Even if it's just taking a walk, you don't really have to do all the, you know, really serious exercise. But then incorporate exercise into your daily activities, into your daily routine, and you would see a major difference. Another thing, or another way to be diligent, is to set goals. Yes. When I say set goals, it mustn't be, you know, all these long-term goals, what I want to accomplish in 5 years. Those are beautiful. Then what I actually mean is setting, you know, daily goals. Okay, this is what I want to do today. To do, some people call it like to-do list. This is what I want to do today. These are my goals today. At the end of today, I want to be able to finish a book. I want to do this. I want to get this done. And I want to get that done. It helps me a whole lot. I do that every day. Every morning I wake up. Even though I know, okay, this is something I'm supposed to do, but I just still write it out. I write it out. I carry it with myself. I type it in my phone. And then I just save it somewhere that I can't see it every time. Doing this helps you to be consistent and to achieve more. Another way to be diligent is to overcome procrastination. You know, procrastination is the biggest enemy of diligence, honestly. Don't give yourself a chance to be idle. But then don't forget to give yourself a chance to rest. There's a difference between being idle and then resting. When you do a whole lot of work, you need rest. Your body needs to rest. But don't give yourself a chance to be idle. You can give yourself short-term rest. You do this and then you just rest because you are human and you don't want to break down. God doesn't even want you to break down. So please learn to rest, but then don't give yourself to idleness. Another way to be disciplined, to be diligent, is to discipline yourself. To live in diligence, you have to be disciplined. Both of them are not the same thing. But to be a diligent person, you have to be a disciplined person. It's discipline that will help you to be diligent, to keep showing up every day, to keep doing that thing you have to do. And not just showing up, but then doing it carefully, doing it in a very good way. That is what diligence is about. One thing about a diligent person, and or another thing about a diligent person, is that diligent people value time. A diligent person values time as gold. So if you want to build yourself to be diligent, you have to learn the value of time. Time is really, really precious. It can never be overemphasized. It is so precious. And if you want to achieve more, if you want to have greater results, you have to learn to value your time. Your value is as gold, because time management is the best friend of diligent people. I would round off this episode with this quote by Beverly Seals. It says, "There is no shortcut to any place worth going. Anywhere that is worth going has no shortcut." I pray the Holy Spirit gives you understanding, and I pray that we consume this dish and it nourishes our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you for staying to the end. Please share this podcast with your friends, your family. Share it with someone. Don't miss the next episode. We'll be going into something new and different. Stay tuned and stay blessed.